From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, and this week I'm joined by a very special guest, our very own booking and communications coordinator, Gabe Waugh.
Yeah, Kyler, thanks for having me as a guest.
Yeah, of course, of course. So this is your first time on the show. You want to tell us a little bit about what you do behind the scenes?
Sure thing. As the booking and communications coordinator, normally I would be contacting venues to give the scene a chance to record at. However, due to the pandemic and lockdown, I have been contacting artists directly to get their music to feature instead.
Cool, yeah. It's great to have you on the team as the booking and communications coordinator. How'd you get set up with this position?
As an undergrad at Ball State, I was already a board operator for Indiana Public Radio. When I moved on to grad school, IPR hired me on as a graduate assistant, and one of my responsibilities for that is being the booking and communications coordinator. If you are an Indiana artist that wants to be featured on The Scene, email thescene@bsu.edu to talk to me.
Cool. A lot of planning and work goes into producing a show like this, so it's definitely a very important role that you play, and we're glad to have you on the team.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. So let's go ahead and dive into the episode. What have we got in store for the listeners this week, Gabe?
This week, we'll be continuing our Homegrown series, where we take a deep dive into our archives and listen to some of our favorite performances from either a specific venue or music festival.
So Gabe, what can you tell me about this music festival?
The Old 303 Music Festival was the event of the summer 2019, located in Bluffton, Indiana. It was a family-friendly day jam-packed with music, food, and shopping.
Sure sounds like a hoot if I do say so myself. Which band are we going to be hearing first?
Up first is the Nick Harless Band.
Complete with snakeskin boots and the feather in the hat, the Nick Harless Band brings blues to a whole new level. They've played all over the Midwest, spreading their music to every bar, festival, theater, and arena that invites them in. With a show that wows, songs that rock, and looks to kill, the band always brings their A-game wherever they go, seeking to achieve a national presence as a trio that never fails to impress.
I think you could classify them as quite rootin' and tootin'.
I think you could.
Why don't we give their first song a little listen?
Lettuce.
A shadow wind's gonna clear my throat, then turn it up and let it all go. You see these songs, they consume my soul. I can't call them just a little rock and roll. I got this feeling down deep inside. They're gonna come and take me tonight from this graveyard shift. The life I live hasn't killed me yet. Graveyard shift. I couldn't quit it if I tried. I'm gonna play the sick kids until the day I die.
Original tune is a thing called Graveyard.
those rock and roll jeans. She got just enough to make it right all night. She don't shoot me down for real. I got this feeling, y'all, that she's a different kind of cool. She's mighty, mighty, the way she stares at me. Throwing me in with a tractor beam. I just wish that I could hold her. She don't take me back to school, yeah. I got this feeling, y'all, that she's a different kind of cool. She's got what it takes to make it all right. If I can hold her, love her all through the night. I just wish that I could fight this fear. Is it just me or did it get colder in here now?
You are listening to the Nick Harless Band from their set at the Old 303 Music Festival. Here's the next song.
Yes, I'm
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Nick Harless Band. We thank y'all so much. That's Sam. That's Dave. I'm Nick. We'll see y'all next time. Adios.
This has been the Nick Harless Band from their set at the Old 303 Music Festival. If you're interested in finding out more about this artist, you can check out their website, nickharlessband.com. That's nickharlessband.com.
We're going to take a short break, but be sure to stick around for another great performance captured at the Old 303 Music Festival.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, more like.
Okay, that's enough. Just start the thing.
This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and you're listening to the next episode in our homegrown series from the Old 303 Music Festival. What band is up next, Kyler?
Adam Baker and the Heartache? You're supposed to read that one. Just look at the script.
Oh, yeah, right. Up next is Adam Baker and the Heartache.
They're an Americana and bluegrass-infused indie folk band based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They focus their energy on songwriting, sick vocal harmonies, and putting on the best show that they can.
Sounds like quite a swell band, if I do say so myself.
Sure does, partner.
Let's give it an ear gander, shall we?
You were sitting there in that diner booth alone, 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, staring at your phone. I was hungry for something, looking for an empty seat. Having to get cold in your gaze, you said, come here, sit next to me. Don't know what words to say. What I should or should not do. Or the best way to behave when I'm alone with you. Conversation, learn each other's history. Like a bad cliche movie, you ask me back to your place. 30 minutes to get there at a steady pace. Don't know what words to say. What I should or should not do. Or the best way to behave when I'm alone. My life, my own way, tomorrow or today. to give up on anything. Slowly leave you in a cold abandoned sea. Well, I tied up the laces on my shoes and I slipped out to the side, glancing back down that alley at a different life. Don't know what words to say, what I should or should not do, or the best way to behave when I'm alone with you. Trying to figure it out, but it's just a guessing game.
This is Adam Baker and the Heartache from their set at the Old 303 Music Festival. Here's the next song.
I'm a flamethrower, running on the kerosene. We both go up like bags of dry leaves. I'm a post holiday, that's up a Christmas tree. Your book of matches, let me set you free. I'm not sure who I am anymore. I'm not sure that I care. It's been a long day.
This is Adam Baker and the Heartache from their set at the Old 303 Music Festival. Here's the next song.
Too late. just might hit the jackpot.
Straight line when you want.
This is Adam Baker and the Heartache from their set at the Old 303 Music Festival. Here's the next song.
We just go back somehow, back to a time when we were more than alive. Back when we were more than two passengers in the same car at the same time, taking a ride. Are we just taking a ride? Is there a B-side? Anything besides? You know, we keep telling ourselves. He stabs in the couch away from the stumbler cells. That will be happy, that will get back to us. That they don't have a care. In the meantime, we can rust, so we'll take it a ride. Take a ride. Is there a B-side? No time like before. All we had was tomorrow, and a key to unlock every door. Just two souls entwined, letting our forward drive. Finding out about love, our ache and desire. Are we taking a ride? Are we just taking a ride? Is there a B-side? Nothing besides this. Where do we go astray now? You hold me down and I close. not fight. And now I can't sing, but you know I used to cry so well. Gave me abuse, honey. Close the latches up on my heart shell. I lost my voice that day. There you walk away. Walked out all alone when we come back home. Sit in the dark now, and all these tears turn me to rust. I wait for the day when my body turns to ash and dust. Miss the feel of your fingers, the way you ran them up and down my neck. We could go at it for hours, always working up quite a sweat, quite a sweat. I lost my voice that day.
Oh, golly gee, that was quite a swell performance.
It was indeed.
If you're interested in finding out more about this artist, you can check out their website at adambakerintheheartache.com. That's A-D-A-M-B-A-K-E-R and theheartache.com.
You can also find him on Spotify.
Wowza. Well, thanks again, Gabe, for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I had a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to finding more Indiana artists to feature and keep the scenes running.
A very, very special guest indeed. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support the local public radio station.
Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Chris Golab, Chase Carter, and Kyler Altenhoff are the show's producers and engineers, and I am the Booking and Communications Coordinator, Gabe Waugh.
A special thanks to the Old 303 Music Festival for allowing us to record this week's artists.
To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/thescene, where you can learn about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/thescene.
Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @TheSceneIPR.
We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app.
This episode was produced by yours truly, Kyler Altenhoff. This has been the next installment of our Homegrown series.
Thanks for being with us, and join us next time to hear what's happening in the scene, here on The Scene.